generally take them home with them. They, that's what they want to do at night when they're here in the summertime, catch frogs. Tadpoles, either one.
What do you call a smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees.
Tree, I've called a tree for a tree toad, I believe.
A tree toad, okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I call them bait. I think you'd call them earthworm now, but we used to just dig them for bait, and I think that's the reason we call them bait.
What do you call large worms that are used for bait?
I reckon those would be earthworms, I reckon. I don't touch them.
I don't either.
I can fish fine, but I take me two little sticks and I can hold him down with this one and I put him on with that one and I never touch it. I'm not a fisherman.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Oh, a lightning bug. I've caught a million of them.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes or ponds?
Dragonfly, I reckon.
Okay. What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Date diaper. I don't know the difference in them, surely, but how they look.
I don't either.
I have one that builds one out here. I think he's a dirt dog up on this porch every once in a while. Now, he may be a wasp, all I know, but I knock him down too so I find him.
Might as well be on the safe side.
Yeah.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
Peanuts. Mm-hmm. Goobers, either one.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Took after his father.
All right. Now, let's see. If the boy looks like his father, you'd say he took after him.
Yeah.
Now, if his behavior...
Inherited,
well, if his behavior is like his father's, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Followed his father's footsteps.
All right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a person from the city comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Boo, Barry. A dude, either one.
Now, if a country person...
City slicker. Lots of them call him that.
If a country person goes into town, what
the
might
country
the city...
Cracker.
Country cracker. Okay. How do you generally refer to people whose skin is brown or black?
I say nigger.
Okay. Now, suppose you were angry with one of these people and you thought he was trifling and no good. How might you refer to him?
Well, I reckon we'd nail him out, say he's a sorry nigger.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, wouldn't you? Now, for goodness.
Let's see, if a white person got mad with a colored person, he might call him a sorry nigger or something. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person, do you know of any terms like that that he might use behind his back?
I don't know. Most niggers call the person they work for, they all my husband's niggers did, a boss.
Uh-huh.
The old boss or somebody was mad. I think that was the only thing I've ever heard. Now, I never have heard them say that themselves, you see, because they didn't do it around me.
Of course.
But I would think that most of them would say that.
All right.
Oh, they might call him a sorry white man.
Okay.
But they'll call him boss is their favorite word.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
mad.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, I'm really...
beat.
Okay. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
sick.
Okay. What word would you use with sick? The child... would you say he became sick or was sick or was taken
sick? I'd say his child was sick.
All right. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
You mean in the tummy?
Mm-hmm. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
That's kind of disgusting. I don't believe in it.
No.
I think they carry them too far.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you."
Well, when I was a little